The West Coast is a good vacation spot. For the Jags, this was a business trip. 10 days together is a positive takeaway.
I think this team came together tighter. I think we've bonded.
But there won't be a scrapbook of smiles. Instead, two losses look more like this.
I don't know what else to say. It sucks.
The effort is there. The execution is not.
We got to be a more disciplined team. And that's all of us.
No happy homecoming in Seattle, but home is a welcome sight for the road-weary Jags this week.
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
Great job, Tyler, man.
A pretty cool moment after the game on Sunday in Seattle. Pete Carroll obviously exchanging pleasantries with Gus Bradley. Seahawks players going out of their way to say hello to Gus Bradley. Gives you an idea of how much players like playing for the coach. Well, that's a reason you see them battling even in a blowout, folks. Hello and welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Loggeman. A little road weary, but we are happy to be back home here in Jacksonville. Jeff, a little news to start the show, too. Blaine Gabbert will start against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. He never lost the starting job. He's been hurt for a couple of weeks.
Well, and I watched him in practice on Friday, and I thought he had an outstanding practice running the show team.
Gus Bradley made the announcement today and thinks we could see a different Blaine on Sunday.
We saw a side of him when we went out in practice on Friday where it looked like he had some freedom. He was just playing. He was free and throwing the ball and throwing it on the run. And I said, that right there, what you just did, that's what we have to capture.
Maybe there will be some carryover there. We will talk about the offense quite a bit on the show, but our guest tonight sets up on the other side of the football. It's veteran linebacker Paul Posluszny, the quarterback of this Jaguars defense. 864 career tackles for the man they call Paz. He is a tackling machine. And going into the weekend, he had 9 career interceptions. Let's add another one to that total after Sunday's game in Seattle. And here is Paul Posluszny. Glad to have you on the show. And I love having Paul on the show right now. The Jaguars 0-3, obviously a tough few weeks, but you really keep it in perspective a lot with this young football team. I know there's some frustration amongst the veterans. How is the locker room after this start to the year?
I mean, obviously, you know, you never want to start the season off 0-3 like we did. You know, we want to win right away. But this is going to be a process for us. We do have a young team with new coaches, new systems, and we're just trying to learn, get better, and to continue to progress as the year goes on.
Can watching the Seattle defense yesterday help that vision of, hey, that's what we want to become?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we see those guys and how they make plays, how they force turnovers, and say, what, that's the model. You know, that's the model of what we want to be, a very aggressive attacking style defense. And we have the type of guys to do it. Now we just got to go out and perform on Sunday.
You saw what Brent talked about Gus being loved so much by the guys there in Seattle. Did you happen to see Marshawn Lynch chasing the buses down to say goodbye to Gus before the buses pulled out?
Yeah, absolutely. And that just shows how much, you know, those guys in Seattle, you know, how much they love Coach Bradley. You know, obviously he did an unbelievable job there. And it really shows because those guys really, really appreciate him.
All right, well, let's take a look at the top plays from Seattle. There were a few to pick from. So light 'em up.
Play number three. One of the rookies is getting a bit more comfortable. Jonathan Cyprien with a sack and a forced fumble.
Well, he's getting better, you know, and that's what you expect out of a young rookie, Paul. I mean, the guy's fast. He's got nice instincts, and this would have given you an opportunity to make it a 10-point game if the offense takes it in.
Yeah, it's exciting to see him make a big play like that because he has those type of capabilities, and they're finally starting to show.
And then the hit at the end here, if we can keep rolling it, right here at the end, one of your guys cleans one of the Seahawks offensive players off of the pile to give your team an opportunity to make a return there. A big hit right there.
Yeah, I think that was Sendera coming in, you know, just running the football, trying to make something happen, giving everything he has.
That's the kind of effort they're talking about. Play number two, the numbers are not great, but Mojo gutted it out. Give him some credit on Sunday. He scored on the West Coast for the first time in his career.
Well, and you didn't expect it to take so long, but Maurice is still trying to find his way. The offensive line is still trying to find a way, but they got to find a way to have better than a 2.1 yards per carry average, certainly. And the reason this play happened is because of our next one.
Play number one. I mentioned it. It's the Paul Posluszny pick. Here it is.
Really nice read by you, Paul, reading the eyes of Russell Wilson. First off, pressure, making Russell Wilson escape the pocket. He makes an errant throw a little bit behind Golden Tate, and there you are.
And that's the thing. I mean, we wanted to try to make him uncomfortable. That's something we'll try to do with all quarterbacks. And whenever you get a tip or an overthrow like that, we always say that's a play that we have to make on defense. We have to get those type of opportunities.
He's such a young quarterback, and it's amazing how hard it is to make him uncomfortable. He's got such a level of poise that you don't see in a young quarterback.
Yeah, very, very poised, very, very comfortable back there. So he does a great job. He has a great command of that offense. I mean, you can really tell when you're on the field. So you got to give him credit as well. He's a good player.
Yeah, his defense has to make plays, too, because of the way the offense has struggled, especially at the early part of the games. Our Xfinity Speed play of the game is Cecil Shorts III, 59-yard pass and catch, career-high 143 yards, a lot coming in the second half.
Well, a lot in the second half, but, you know, there were opportunities in the first half. I wish they'd taken advantage of them, even though it was going against two premium players in Sherman and Browner, but Cecil is up for that. It's a great test for him, and it's a great experience for him.
After the game, Mojo giving Cecil a little bit of a hard time about getting caught and not scoring a touchdown.
We had some guys make some big plays. I think Cecil had a great catch. I wish he would have scored. We know he runs a 4-4 whatever now. It's not 4-3, so.
You see Maurice Jones-Drew smiling a little bit there, and I think this is interesting because the fan base obviously has trouble with losses like this. The team does too. They don't like losing. But there is a level of patience with this football team right now. Even Maurice said it 4 years ago in Seattle. He kind of went off and said some things he wished he didn't say. This time around, you guys as veterans are being patient. I hit on a little bit top of the early show, but what's the separation there? Whereas you guys can still take some small victories. I don't want to say moral victories, but some smaller victories and some of the successes.
I mean, I think that the first thing is when we lose, I mean, it still tears you apart. You know, there's no doubt about that. You prepare all week to win, and when you come up short, it's tough. But I think the thing that we have this year, Coach Bradley and the message that he brings to us about constantly getting better, focusing on the positives, obviously correcting the mistakes that we made, but really, really trying to hone in on the positives so that we can keep moving forward. That's his big emphasis, and that's really filtered down throughout the team.
And the reality is in yesterday's game, you were very young in the back end, and you really got younger early in that game because you didn't expect Dwight Lowry to not be available. He ends up taking a pretty much a blindside hit by Golden Tate and can't barely get up off the ground. All of a sudden, you're pressured into having Josh Evans. Now, three rookies in the secondary with a guy who's never had multiple starts in his career in Will Blackman.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough situation for our defense. But those young guys, they really stepped up. You know, they had an opportunity. They stepped up to the challenge. And they did the best job they could. I mean, you got to give them credit for that.
And Grotz is out, too. I mean, but he's a guy that will be a key contributor. What do you see in that secondary that gives fans hope that they will make some plays down the road?
I think we have a ton of potential with the guys back there. And you see how deep we're going to be. I mean, with starters out, guys that were able to fill in and compete at a high level. So I think we have a lot of potential. We just got to continue to mold ourselves, get better, work on all the small things. And in the end, we'll have a really, really good group.
Demetrius McCray was targeted a little bit. You expect that. Hey, look, you know, test the rookie out, right? But, you know, the good thing about him is he was in position virtually every time. He's just got to finish the play and, you know, have a little bit ball awareness and get his hands off.
Yeah, I mean, I think he really, really answered the bell. I mean, I think as soon as he got in there, they took a shot on him right away. He makes a great pass, you know, pass breakup. You know, there was took a couple more shots on him as well. But he did a really, really good job of being in position, doing his job. Now, and that's the entire defense. We got to learn to finish. We got to learn to finish plays and get better with that.
And Darryl Bevell, the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, he dialed some plays up at McCray. You know, Russell Wilson, he's an accurate passer. You know, I was surprised at how short he was before the game. You know, and he's listed at like 5'11", but he plays so much taller, and he's got an accurate ball, and I think that poise really helps him because he escapes, and that ball goes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he gets the ball out quick, and he's very elusive. It's hard to get to him. I mean, you got to give them credit. They have stud receivers, a really nice tight end. They're a very, very good team. You can see why they've been so successful so far.
You said something to me in the locker room after the game. You said, that is a Super Bowl caliber team. It's where you guys want to be. How is it? Is it tough to watch a team that's that good, knowing that you guys maybe are still 2 or 3 years away and you got to get a little more talent to be there? They come at you in waves. I mean, they've got a lot of depth and everything.
Yeah, very, very talented. I mean, and it showed. It showed on Sunday. For us, we view that as an opportunity to say, hey, that's the type of team we want to become. We want to have the type of success that they have. Now we got to go ahead and put in the work. You know, we have to do everything it takes, take care of all the little things, continue to improve to get to that point.
Did you have a chance to watch the Seahawks defense at all?
Bits and pieces,
Did you see how they just come in waves?
Yeah.
I mean, every guy that they have on defense, they play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're a special group. They rotate their D-line in and out. They have pass rushers. They have run stoppers. Their secondary is full of stud athletes that play really well. So they have a really, really special group. That's why they performed the way they have.
Okay, it's time for a little trivia. We'll get back with Paul Posluszny and Jeff Loggeman in just a moment. But as we head for our first time out here in Jaguars All Access, let's answer last week's trivia question. Of course, the famous Bay Area rapper was MC Hammer. Here's this week's question. Paul Posluszny graduated from Hopewell High School in Aliquippa, PA. What former Heisman Trophy winning running back and Pro Football Hall of Famer also graduated from Hopewell? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com. Still to come on Jaguars All Access. The Jaguars are not running the ball or stopping the run. Jeff goes to the smart board to show you why.
And the coaches will dig, and you'll dig, and we'll get this thing.
And Gus Bradley had a lot to say after Sunday's loss. We are going inside the locker room. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers. Sounds of the game.
Let's go.
That's what we do.
We start play today here in Seattle.
Wilson takes the snap. Gonna get hit. Sack. Jason Babbitt got him all the way back at the 37-yard line.
That's a good shot. Close. Hey, good job being a shuffle player.
Keep it up.
Gonna get to the outside. Got hit from behind. The ball is free on the field. The Jaguars have recovered it. Turns and throws it. It's tipped. Intercepted. Posluszny's got it. He's at the 5, and he falls down near the 3. And he hands it off. There's Maurice looking for room. Pushing and fighting. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
And Jacksonville, their struggles continue. They begin 0-3.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Twitter takeover time right now. Paul Posluszny will answer a few Twitter questions on my handle, at BrentAS360, while we're in commercial break, while we go over to the smart board here in just a moment. So ask away. You have about 15 or 20 minutes to get some answers. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. Paul Posluszny will rejoin us in just a moment. But it's time to go inside the film room with Jeff Loggeman and the Baptist Health smart board. And Jeff, the running game on both sides, offense and defense, has to be better for the Jaguars.
Well, it's certainly got to be better for the Jaguars because they're depleted at the skill positions on the outside and in the passing game. If you can have more success in the run, it will allow things to happen down the field. The Jaguars averaging only about 50 yards rushing a game. That's got to get better. Let's jump into the tape and show you a couple examples of how that can be cleaned up. First off, you got to be clean. Everybody has to make their blocks. You can't have one single breakdown within the offensive line. And on this play, Tony McDaniel, a former Jaguar, ends up swimming Will Rackley and gets into the backfield. Now, let me pause this for a second, because if you block this guy, and then this guy gets blocked right here by Meester, all of a sudden now you've got an opportunity at maybe possibly making something happen. But McDaniel comes into the backfield, and Maurice does not have a chance. Now, Brandon Mebane, the nose tackle for the Seattle Seahawks, a player that does not get a lot of credit for being the quality of the player that he is, and this is a very difficult block for Brad Meester, a shaded nose tackle on a zone type of run. And Mebane is the guy that blows it up, because you got a tight end trying to come back and seal the backside. And watch as the play develops, it would have had a chance if not for Mebane getting the penetration. Maurice would have had a chance to go up the field following Will Rackley right up into this alleyway. That has to get better, because if the running game has success, things open up, and we flip to the other side of the ball to see a perfect example of that. The Jaguars have to change their strength coverage, and you put Roy Miller as a 3 technique, send Derek Marks as a shaded nose, kind of flip-flopping usual responsibilities, and you have one person get out of gap. There, send Derek Marks loses that gap, and then well, you'll see what Marshawn Lynch does. He ends up hitting it back into that gap, and it allows for a successful run play for the Seattle Seahawks. Now, Darrell Bevell, the offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks, knows, well, hey, we just had a big running play. We're going to follow it up with a little bit of play action. Watch this play action. There's the play action. You see everybody going in that direction to follow Marshawn Lynch, even Josh Evans, the safety, even the defensive end, Jason Babin. Okay, two important components of playing a bootleg. And all of a sudden, here's the tight end coming from the other side. And look how open he is and how open he is because of the success of the running game. It allows the passing game to have success because it makes defenders so much more aware, Brent, of, hey, we got to stop the run, and they're all flying 100 miles an hour, and then, boom, there's the play action. If the Jaguars can get some success, they can do the play action as well.
Jeff, in today's NFL, everybody talks pass, 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 but it's the run that still sets it up most of the time. Well, you get to see John Osier on Jaguars.com every day and every Monday right here on the Ozone. But imagine spending 10 days with that guy. Holy cats. Here's Johnny O in the CBEST Ozone.
I'm John Osier with a fresh off the road Ozone question of the day. And Stephanie from Jacksonville writes, wow, 10 days on the road covering the Jaguars. That had to be quite a time and quite a bonding experience, yeah? Well, no doubt, there was mucho bonding on the West Coast all week for the players and big time for family all access. Players spent time together off the field, holing up at the Fremont Marriott, an experience Gus Bradley hopes brings the team together. And family all access? Well, we familiarized ourselves with a couple of bonding-oriented catchphrases. It's on McCormick, and thanks, Mike. Referring to All Access czar and 360 News director Mike McCormack. He of the iron fist and watchful eye when it comes to travel expenses. Now, policy is one thing, but sports director Brent Martineau is on television, and nobody tells somebody on television what to do. So when Martineau uttered,
it's all on McCormack.
Well, let's just say it became quite a thing.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
And so it began. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Now, of course, traveling isn't all piling charges on McCormack's credit card. There was the serious matter of covering the team, sending the story back to Jacksonville and just plain looking good on television. There was also serious television stuff from rooftops and the not-so-simple matter of enduring 10 days, 6,611 air miles, and two difficult road games. But in the end, we got through it. A little worse for wear, perhaps, but well-fed. And what did we learn? Well, a couple of things, I guess. One is that in some cases, there may be such a thing as too much bonding. And the other is that McCormack guy, well, around family all access and friends these days, he's actually a pretty popular fella.
Thanks, Mike.
Looks like I should have turned the expense report in before Jaguars All Access tonight. More from the Ozone on Jaguars.com right now. Thanks a lot, John Osier. Still more to come right here on Jaguars All Access. Up next, we are going off the field with Paul Posluszny, the linebacker tied the knot this summer.
This is Jaguars All Access.
You're one of the best teams in the NFL, right? This is for your whole career. This is one of the best teams in the NFL. They consider us the worst, right? They're going to want to try to put us away early, take our will early. Be alert for them going deep. On the very first play, try to get the crowd into the game. You see what I'm saying?
That was Jags Wired earlier in the game before Dwight Lowry got hurt, and he's telling Demetrius McCray, they may come after you today in this game, and he was right on the money. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Morton alongside Jeff Logman and Jags linebacker Paul Posluszny. And we're going to talk about Paul Posluszny wearing the mic in just a couple of moments. But first, he had the toughest task in the offseason. Tied the knot. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Married life has been short-lived so far, but how is it?
It's been going well. You know, Beth's a great girl. You know, she stuck with me for 6 years. So, you know, finally decided to do the right thing and get married. And it's been great so far. We have a great relationship.
I figured something was going on. You got a haircut.
It was time. Yeah, it was definitely time. I couldn't walk down the aisle with that long hair. Had to go professional with it.
We mentioned that Paul Posluszny wore a mic last week in that game. And we want to take a listen and get Paul's reaction to wearing that microphone. Sometimes you forget it's on.
Let's go, baby! Let's go! All right, coach.
Lead well.
Yes, sir.
Get off the blocks and finish. Hey. Finish today.
Let's go. Backers on three. One, two, three. Let me get some, Will. Let me get some.
I'm from Alabama.
All right, Paul, what's it like? What's it like wearing that? Do you forget by, like, two plays into the game that you've been having on?
As soon as you go out to start the pregame warm-ups, I mean, you're just completely focused on the game. You forget it's on. So I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that we needed to cut out there. But, no, I mean, once the game's on, it's you're completely focused on that.
Yeah, did they have microphones back in your day?
Yes, they did. They actually, in fact, one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers guys, they still show it every now and again on NFL films, and he was just talking smack nonstop. But the most important thing about wearing a mic is making those around you aware,
I'm hot.
Yeah, you got to let the guys know because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to put anything out there like that.
Well, they don't have to know that all the time, I guess. Well, for appearing on tonight's show, Paul Pazuzzi, you are going to receive a limited edition Buehler Swiss watch. Buehler Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. We've got to take one more time out here on the show, but when we return, it does not get easier. The Jags play a team coming off a huge win on Sunday. But first, let's send you to break with a post-game chat from Gus Bradley inside the locker room.
We got to be a more disciplined team, and that's all of us. And when you do that, then you deserve to win. You deserve victory, but we're not there right now. But we will get there. We will get there because of your spirit, and we'll fight and battle, and the coaches will dig, and you'll dig, and we'll get this thing. They'll come in bunches. They will come in bunches. Right now, we got a little test. A little test. And how strong will we stay? Won't even be a test, man. I know how strong we'll stay. Be proud of your efforts. Don't be happy with the results.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access G-Series Prime Headlines. Andrew Luck, Trent Richardson come to town. Trent Richardson obviously added to this Colts team just last week. And the Jags hope to get healthier, including maybe Mercedes Lewis back in the lineup.
Well, it'll help in Paul. You're going to have your starting quarterback back. What do you think? You got a chance to see him in practice. Gus Bradley talked about what he did in practice. Did you like what you saw?
Well, absolutely. He looked great. You know, he's running around, throwing the ball really well. I mean, he looked like a stud quarterback at that point, so that's exciting for us.
Paul Pazuzzi, thanks for coming in after that long West Coast trip. Good luck Sunday against the Colts.
Get some
for
sleep.
Jeff Loggeman, I'm Brent Martineau. Thanks a lot for watching Jaguars All Access. We will see you Sunday back at home. Have a good one.